Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, April 8th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. Definitely worth your while. A lot of great listening over there. I also want to continue to point you at the final link in our show notes. That is for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give, Send, Go campaign. We're striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so that we can then commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school to offer an alternative here within our community. So go ahead and click on the link. It'll give you a much more thorough description of what we're trying to do. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us. And we would ask you to pass the link along so others can do the same. And I want to apologize. I did not get this out last night so that it was in your inbox at 3 a.m. my time, I guess 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Very, very full day between work and doctor's appointment that took way longer. I was an hour and a half from appointment time till actually seeing the doctor. I love the guy and love the doc, the group. It just took, they were very, very busy. But then to have to race home and change and then get to our Good Friday service, which was wonderful. And I had a wonderful time with the kids. I gave a message to the kids while the pastor gave a message to the adults. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful time together. And of course, I've got to go back and watch the live stream of the pastor's message because my wife was like, you've got to see it. You've got to see it. And so I really, really wanted to anyways, but got to get back and watch that. So that was on our Facebook live stream, and I would encourage you to go do it. From what I understand, it was an incredible gut punch, which is exactly what we need, especially around this time of the year. So definitely worth your while to do that. I want to continue to point out, anybody in the Vail area today, tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock, we'll be doing an Easter egg hunt, on our church property. You can find, our address at vailvalleybaptistchurch.org. Definitely come out and see us. You're more than welcome. It is a community egg hunt. It's not just for our church. And then tomorrow morning, we will be having at 9:30 a.m. Arizona time, 9:30 a.m., we will be having our Easter morning service as opposed to our normal 10:30 service time. So we would definitely encourage you to come if you're in the area. All right, well, let's go ahead and get going. Like I've said before, we're not going to get back into our Bible study until Monday night. So we're just going to be doing our reading for the day. So let's go ahead and open up with the Seventh-day morning prayer. It's called God's Good Pleasure. Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the Father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But, O God, we are sinners in thy sight. Thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee, the almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee. The light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfections. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyment of it nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are, to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitation. Amen. All right, now our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for April 8th. The text is Luke 23:31. If they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Among other interpretations of this suggestive question, the following is full of teaching. If the innocent substitute for sinners suffer thus, what will be done when the sinner himself, the dry tree, shall fall into the hands of an angry God? When God saw Jesus in the sinner's place, he did not spare him. And when he finds the unregenerate without Christ, he will not spare them. O sinner, Jesus was led away by his enemies. So shall you be dragged away by fiends to the place appointed for you. Jesus was deserted of God, and if he who was only imputedly a sinner was deserted, how much more shall you be? Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. What an awful shriek! But what shall be your cry when you shall say, O God, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the answer shall come back, because ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. If God spared not his own son, how much less will he spare you? What whips of burning wire will be yours when conscience shall smite you with all its terrors? Ye richest, ye merriest, ye most self-righteous sinners, who would stand in your place when God shall say, Awake, O sword, against the man that rejected me. Smite him, and let him feel the smart forever. Jesus was spit upon. Sinner, what shame will be yours? We cannot sum up in one word all the mass of sorrows which met upon the head of Jesus who died for us. Therefore, it is impossible for us to tell you what streams, what oceans of grief must roll over your spirit if you die as you now are. You may die so. You may die now. By the agonies of Christ, by his wounds, and by his blood, do not bring upon yourself the wrath to come. Trust in the Son of God, and you shall never die. All right. Now we're going to get into our reading. We're going to be reading Deuteronomy 32:28 through the end of the chapter, Luke 12:30, verse 35 through the end of the chapter, Psalm 78:56-64, and Proverbs 12:24. And I'm going to have some coffee here real quick. Sorry, didn't mean to slurp in your ear. That's Black Rifle, just decaf. I still can't handle the caffeinated. Jacks that blood pressure to the roof. All right. So Deuteronomy 32:28 through the end of the chapter. Hear the word of the Lord. For they are a nation where counsel perishes, and there is no discernment in them. Would that they were wise, that they had insight into this, that they would understand their future. How could one pursue 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them, and Yahweh had handed them over? Indeed, their rock is not like our rock. Even our enemies themselves judge this, for their vine is from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters bitter. Their wine is the venom of serpents and the deadly poison of cobras. Is it not laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine and retribution. In due time their foot will stumble, for the day of their disaster is near, and the impending things are hastening upon them. For Yahweh will render justice to his people, and will have compassion on his slaves, when he sees that their strength is gone, and there is none remaining, bond or free. And he will say, Where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your hiding place. See, now that I am he, and there is no God besides me, it is I who put to death and give life. I have wounded it, and it is I who heal. And there is no one who can deliver from my hand. Indeed, I lift up my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword, and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance on my adversaries, and I will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captives from the long-haired leaders of the enemy. O nations, cause his people to shout for joy, for he will avenge the blood of his slaves, and he will render vengeance on his adversaries, and he will atone for his land and his people. Then Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people, he and Joshua the son of Nun. Then Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said to them, "Place in your heart all the words with which I am warning you today, which you shall command your sons to be careful to do, even all the words of the law. For it is not an idle word for you. Indeed, it is your life. And by this word you will prolong your days in the land, which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess." And Yahweh spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, "Go up to the mountain of the Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, opposite Jericho, and look at the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the sons of Israel for possession. Then die on the mountain where you ascend, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people, because you both acted unfaithfully with me in the midst of the sons of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you both did not treat me as holy in the midst of the sons of Israel. For you shall see the land at a distance, but you shall not go there into the land which I am giving the sons of Israel." All right. Luke 12, verses 35 through the end of the chapter. "Gird up your loins and keep your lamps lit, and be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find awake when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve, and have them recline at the table, and will come up and wait on them. Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third, and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect." Now Peter said, "Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else as well?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, 'My master will be a long time in coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces, and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many beatings. But the one who did not know it and committed deeds worthy of a beating will receive but a few. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required. And to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is finished. Do you think that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you no, but rather division. For from now on, 5 members in one household will be divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." And he was also saying to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'A shower is coming,' and so it happens. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, 'It will be a hot day,' and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to examine the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not examine this present time? And why do you not even judge for yourselves what is right? For while you are going with your opponent to appear before the magistrate, on your way there, make an effort to settle with him, so that he may drag you before the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not get out of there until you have paid the last lepton." All right, now we're going to be in Psalm 78, verses 56 through 64, but I need some more coffee. Oh, man, that's good. Oh, all right, so like I said, Psalm 78, verse 56. "Yet they tested and rebelled against the Most High God, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted treacherously like their fathers. They turned aside like a treacherous bow, for they provoked him with their high places, and aroused his jealousy with their graven images. God heard and was filled with wrath, and greatly rejected Israel, so that he abandoned the dwelling place at Shiloh, the tent which he caused to dwell among men. and gave up his strength to captivity and his beauty into the hand of the adversary. He also gave over his people to the sword and was filled with wrath at his inheritance. Fire devoured his choice men, and his virgins had no wedding songs. His priests fell by the sword, and his widows could not weep. Right? And now, finally, Proverbs 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. All right. Well, that is our reading for the day, our reading of Scripture. It was pretty short today. That was kind of surprising to me, considering this Bible plan is usually pretty long every day. All right, well, we're going to do our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. The text for it is from Psalm 23, verse 4. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Behold how independent of outward circumstances the Holy Ghost can make the Christian. What a bright light may shine within us when it is all dark without. How firm, how happy, how calm, how peaceful we may be when the world shakes to and fro and the pillars of the earth are removed. Even death itself, with all its terrible influences, has no power to suspend the music of a Christian's heart, but rather makes the music become more sweet, more clear, more heavenly, till the last kind act which death can do is to let the earthly strain melt into the heavenly chorus, the temporal joy into the eternal bliss. Let us have confidence, then, in the blessed Spirit's power to comfort us. Dear reader, are you looking forward to poverty? Fear not, the Divine Spirit can give you in your want a greater plenty than the rich have in their abundance. You know not what joys may be stored up for you in the cottage around which grace will plant the roses of content. Are you conscious of a growing failure of your bodily powers? Do not expect to suffer long nights of languishing and days of pain. Oh, be not sad. That bed may become a throne to you. You little know how every pang that shoots through your body may be a refining fire to consume your dross, a beam of glory to light up the secret parts of your soul. Are the eyes growing dim? Jesus will be your light. Do the ears fail you? Jesus' name will be your soul's best music, and his person your dear delight. Socrates used to say, philosophers can be happy without music, and Christians can be happier than philosophers when all outward causes of rejoicing are withdrawn. In thee, my God, my heart shall triumph, come what may of ills without. By thy power, O blessed Spirit, my heart shall be exceeding glad, though all things should fail me here below. All right. Well, that is our reading for the day. Hang on just a second. Oh, sorry about that. I needed a little more coffee there. Something was bothering my throat. So that's our reading for today. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. I hope you're doing some kind of celebration. Again, but I hope you have a great celebration. I hope you're set up to go to a solid Easter service where the gospel is truly preached. Definitely important. And like I said, if you're in our area, please come join us at 9:30. For the service, again, the address is at our website at valevalleybaptistchurch.org. I do want to put out a personal request. I don't normally do this, but the doctor appointment yesterday, I have to have both my knees replaced. I am very, very bone on bone in both knees, and I'm only 56 years old. So I need surgery, but I am at a point physically, in this case, weight-wise, so to be perfectly clear with you, weight-wise, where he is not willing to do it. He said I could find somebody else, except I know this guy. My family knows this guy. He's somebody I trust. He is not willing to do it because the risk factors, both during surgery and post-operative, are huge and probable, not possible. His statement was, you're too young for me to put you at that risk. I won't do this. So he told me where I needed to be weight-wise for him to be willing to do the surgery. It is a large amount of weight loss, but I am miserable. My knees are. I'm very, very blessed by God, and I'm very, very grateful for all he has, and I'm very, very ecstatic with all of that. But my knees hurt. They hurt a lot. They hurt all the time. And I don't say that for pity, but what I'm asking for is prayer. Prayer from you that I would have the discipline and the motivation, and I would be strengthened by the Holy Spirit to proceed through and get this weight off and get it off relatively quickly but safely, so that I can go get this surgery done, so I can play with my grandson, so I can be more more of an asset to my church, most of all more of an asset to God, so that I'm not physically restricted. So if you would, please pray for me. Just, you know, that again, I would have that discipline, that the Holy Spirit would drive me forward every day, to get the weight down safely and to be ready for the surgery. So thank you for that. I appreciate it very, very much. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out this morning. And like I said, we'll be back to Bible study Monday evening. So we're going to close out like we usually do on Saturdays with the Seventh-day evening prayer, future blessing. Let's pray. O Lord God, there is no blessing we implore, but thou art able to give, hast promised to give, hast given already to countless multitudes, all unworthy and guilty like ourselves. Make us willing to receive the supply of our need from thy bounty. To this end, convince us of sin. Soften our hard hearts to bewail our folly, ingratitude, pride, unbelief, rebellion, corruption. Through the law may we die to the law, then look with wonder, submission, delight to the provision thou hast made for the glory of thy name and the salvation of sinners. Give us a hope that makes us not ashamed, a love that excites to holy obedience, a joy in thee that is our strength, a faith in thy Son who loved us and died for us. May we persevere in duty when not fully conscious of thee, wait upon thee and keep thy way, be humble and earnest suppliants at thy feet, live continually as on the brink of eternity. Let us be at thy disposal for the duties and events of life. Submit our preferences to thy wisdom and will. Resign our enjoyments if thou shouldst require it, as our absolute proprietor and best friend. In our unworthiness and provocations, make us grateful for the means of grace and the ordinances of religion, and teach us to profit by them more than we have done. Help us to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, to enter upon the Sabbath mindful of its solemnities, duties, privileges, setting all things worldly aside. While we worship thee, may we know the blessedness of men whose strength is in thee, and in whose hearts are the highways to heaven. Amen. All right. I hope you have a great day, and we continue to implore you to do all you do for the glory of God, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Have a good one. God bless.